Hello and happy Labor Day. If you're not in the United States, Labor Day is a holiday occurring on the first Monday of September where we celebrate the contributions that workers have made to the strength, prosperity, laws, and well-being of the country. I did read that from Wikipedia just now, yes. And I know we've got a lot of new listeners lately, so hello and thank you and welcome. And it's a bit of my custom when there is a day that's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and is a day when many people are not working and thus not commuting and thus not in the peak listening time, I like to offer a quick little reflection as opposed to a full guest episode. We'll have a full guest episode on Wednesday with FBI agent Joe Navarro. He interrogates people and has a lifetime of body language insights that he's going to be sharing with us. So good. Looking forward to that one. But for now, I want to share a little bit of reflection on what your labors are all about. And I'm going to flagrantly excerpt email I got from a listener. His name is Eric. And I ask folks when they sign up for Gold Nuggets to reply with, hey, what are you thinking about? What are you working on? What would be most useful for you to learn from How to Be Awesome at Your Job? And I reply to every one of those emails, although I am way behind. So if you've emailed me some time ago, it's still there. It's weighing upon my conscience, and I'll return to it. But here's what Eric said, and I thought it was so good because I've been noticing a trend with some of the episodes about, you know, focus and concentration and eliminating distractions being really popular with regard to more downloads. And Eric's got a cool perspective. Here it goes. Hi, Pete. First, I want to say thank you for the work you are doing with your podcast, as it has helped me a lot in the past and opened my eyes to an issue that might well be one of the large topics holding me back. I started working about 2 years ago after I finished my PhD, and whilst I had always thought I was doing great, I have since come to realize that there is still a lot of room for improvement for me and my performance, especially when it comes to focus and maintaining it. Once I'm on a task, I consider myself quite effective until a distraction comes along. Parentheses, and I am quite good at finding distractions if there are none, in parentheses. And from then on, I need way too long to refocus myself. I always thought that this was the biggest weakness I had to work on. I had considered it the root cause of most of my challenges, the inability to stay focused. But listening to more and more of your podcasts and hearing from more of your guests, I've come to the realization that this may not be the root cause after all. I came to the realization this morning after listening to episode 337, and that is the Matt Perman episode, on my commute to work. I think the root cause is more that I lack a clear vision, a clear goal to work to. But it wasn't this episode on its own that made me realize this. And this is the point I wanted to make and suggest. I came to the realization because I was still thinking about your episodes with Maureen Hansen, Jacqueline Carter, and Mark Efron, which all prompted me to think about why my mind kept wandering so easily in many meetings, about why it was so hard to realize what was an integral part of the job and what's not, and why it was so hard for me to decline meetings and work that I got asked to do. The way I see it now, it's mostly because I have never taken the time to take a step back and define where do I want to go, what are the most important parts of my job, and what is just the stuff that keeps coming up but is not actually important to what I want to achieve. So my suggestion, maybe a wild idea, would be to at times take a step back every 10, 15, 20 episodes and reflect on the past episodes. How do they connect to each other? Is there a bigger picture? Something that your guests just keep coming back to? I am not even sure if this is something that works well as an episode of the podcast or if it works better in written form or maybe as part of the Gold Nuggets. I don't know. But this was, in the end, my reason for signing up for the mailing list, being able to do this for myself, having the written resources and condensed information in order to make these connections between episodes more easily. Once again, thank you for your work. It has helped me a lot. Eric. So that email was a ton of fun to get. Thank you for that, Eric. And if you've sent me an email like that and haven't heard back from me, worry not. It is in my inbox and it will happen. It might just take a while. And if you say, hey, I didn't realize you read all your emails from listeners, I totally do. You can email me anytime, pete@awesomeatyourjob.com. And I love learning what you're up to make the content all the more applicable and actionable. So to Eric's point, I think that is so awesome in terms of maybe your problem isn't when it comes to focusing, you're just too distractible and you got to be able to hunker down and do more focus, but rather you're unclear on what's actually the most important thing that needs to get done. And I love his take about reflecting on prior episodes. And I think I'll kind of work that into some of these, you know, odd Monday holiday type reflection episodes. And so that's that. And I also recommend when it comes to getting to that level of precision, like what's really most important here? What are we working on? That makes all of the difference. I would point you to a couple episodes that get you there. And one is Jay Papasan, and he is the author of The One Thing, which is a really powerful question, which is, what's the one thing we could do such that by doing it, everything else would become easier or unnecessary? And that could really get you thinking in terms of what really matters the most here and can make a world of impact. And that is episode number 80. I'd also encourage you to have a powerful conversation with your manager, your boss, about what's most important to them. How do they prefer to interact? What's something they're worried about? How can you be super helpful for them and make a headache disappear? And that conversation was with Mary Abajay in episode 275. It talks about boldly engaging in that conversation, how it is so appreciated by your boss when you do so. So thank you, Eric, for that awesome suggestion and insight and inspiration to do some more good reflection on forming the connections between and among episodes. Such good stuff. Much appreciated. And I hope to catch you all on Wednesday. We've got FBI agent Joe Navarro telling us once and for all what's really up when it comes to body language and the signals and what we can know and not know from them. Hope to catch you there. Peace.